Go ahead and call this study session to order. And our city clerk will be reading the mask guidelines.
In accordance with Governor Inslee's orders, masks are required. Thank you for protecting our community and our employees.
Excellent. We'll move on to the roll call.
Mayor Saavedra?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Jimenez?
Yes, present.
Councilmember Belton? Councilmember Ceja?
Here.
Councilmember Duval?
Here.
Councilmember Garcia?
Here.
Councilman Belton informed us that he will be out today. I will entertain a motion.
I make a motion that makes sense.
Great. We have a motion on the floor by Mayor Pro Tem Jimenez, seconded by Councilman Garcia, to excuse Councilman Belton's absence today. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes. We're going to go ahead and move on to item 2, AB 22-007, resolution 2022-04, acknowledging termination of the raise the flag agreement for the city to assume ownership and maintenance of the flagpole and Old Glory Plaza. And
great. Mitch Nichols, great. Development Services. Happy to be with you tonight. So in your packets, you received a copy of the 2006 agreement with the Flag Committee. We also had an inventory and letter prepared by Renee Boucher regarding what will be turned over to the city to assist us in the maintenance. I've provided a little bit of additional information in the form of the resolution, which is subject to discussion, of course. That said, AB 22-007 is asking you to adopt a resolution acknowledging the termination of the Raise the Flag agreement for the city and for the city to assume ownership and maintenance of the flagpole, and Old Glory Plaza. Currently, the Flag Plaza budget is $250 for maintenance of the Flag Plaza itself, and that's for just this year. The electric costs for the lighting and so forth will be absorbed by the Parks Electric budget, which is currently set at $7,900 citywide this year. So there should be adequate funds there. The flag pole and the truck inside it, which raises and lowers the flag, was recently refurbished. It's in great shape and should last us another decade, I hope, unless there's something crazy that happens. I'll be happy to take any questions you might have. Trying to keep this as short as possible. The agreement term expired as of March of 2011. And we've been kind of contributing to the maintenance of that since then, off and on. So with that, I'll be happy to take any questions you have.
I know that we were informed that there is a couple flags that we already have in service as well, and we know the steps to proceed in case any of them need to be repaired as well, right?
That is correct, yes.
I think the committee did a great job. They really did. I mean, this was their own idea, and they ran with it, and it was wonderful. It's beautiful for the city. So it's good. They started something fabulous, and now we'll continue with it.
Outstanding. Well, it's quite a sight. It's a pleasure.
You're going to be in charge of taking it up, taking it down, or putting it in half.
If you insist. No, you're asking who will be?
Yes.
But if you volunteer.
I would think that would be either public works staff or the fire department on certain days.
We currently have all the flags stored over there now, and we've been and all the spare parts and stuff. So.
Okay.
So basically it's going to be sometimes the duty staff taking care of it, or are you going to be calling someone in?
Either I'll come in or on-duty staff will take care of it.
And there's the chief will be talking to you a little bit later on, maybe on another project that involves raising and lowering the flag.
And when it comes to doing the regular flag lowering and raising, mm-hmm. I mean, Public Works can also do that because they're in charge of doing all of the rest of the city's flags.
Yeah, there's a couple times I assisted with taking it down and there are gonna be high winds.
Yeah.
Right, and there's, you know, it's kind of all hands on deck when that happens, if there's a large icing event.
And you can't sleep at night because it pops, like you would not believe.
Plus it'll damage the flag, but if you're volunteering, I see Tim taking down your name right now.
I sure will.
So if you're volunteering to help, you'd be more than happy to.
Yeah, George has assisted several times with taking it up and down, and it's quite a chore.
It is.
Yes, it is.
If you get any kind of breeze whatsoever, you can't touch it, you have to leave it up, because it'll actually pick up a 200-pound man and pull him across the park.
Wow.
Wow.
It catches that much wind in there, and you just can't do it.
Wow. Like a parachute.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, we try to not ever let a flag hit the ground.
Right.
That's awesome.
Do we need a motion?
Yeah, we do.
Mr. Nichols, for someone that wasn't around when this committee was formed, can you give us some history of like, and maybe you weren't here either, or someone else might know.
I wasn't.
Was there a committee that created the area and the flag, and now they decided to?
Yes.
Give it up?
There was, and this, in talking with Lance, he had a lot more knowledge about this because he was actually here at the time, but my understanding was this was brought, the flag committee was formed outside of the city's idea, and the chamber just wanted something to make a statement, and a patriotic statement, and something that would be recognized and be visible for a long ways off. And they put that all together. They organized it. They raised funds. They raised all the funds for the initial construction of the plaza, which is an amazing effort. You know, the fact that there's still a few bricks or plaques left to engrave is a testament to how engaged the community got in the fundraising event for that.
They did a lot of fundraising.
They did
the bricks, and they also did the bracelets. Bracelets. I think they were still selling them.
Dad's
still selling them. And they're still selling bricks because they still had extra bricks. So they're still selling the bricks as well.
Right.
I think they're $250 for that one size of brick. It's not very big.
We got some of those sent over there. We'll be bringing those over to the fire station too. We're storing those. And those are the ones that we left to engrave to sell.
Yeah.
The families, the memorial stuff.
And they were the one, the committee was the one that, they did everything. They were the ones that had them engraved, they were the ones that actually installed them, they were the ones that were taking care of them when they broke, then we get another one and re-engrave them or whatever and put them out there.
Yeah,
and it was a small committee, wasn't it?
Yeah, former Councilman Thornton was on there. And then we had, there's a plaque over there on the, you know, now it has everybody's name that was on the committee that was partaked and gathered the money up, so.
Yeah. Rene Boucher, Dan Ashelman, Lance.
Yeah. There's
the stories were there.
Right, ideal.
Mm-hmm. It was all they're doing. It didn't come from the city. It was not a city idea. It came from them one day, and how can we bring more people into town and be more patriotic and stuff. And they did it all themselves.
Yeah.
And then they came to us and said, hey, would you be willing to partner sort of thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's how it happened.
Right.
And it's not a regular flag.
No, it's one of
the largest on the west of the Mississippi.
It's the tallest.
It's the
tallest. It still is?
Yeah.
Are we keeping track?
Years ago, it's 169 feet tall.
Yeah, it's just taller than the water tower.
Yeah, taller than the water tower.
Well, we need to promote that Somebody needs to stay on top of that.
The flag we fly is 60 by 30 is an everyday flag, and then when the holiday flag is 80 by 40, I believe, and it's super big and it's heavy. Yeah, George knows it weighs probably close to 100 pounds just to fly it up there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Takes a team effort to get it up.
Yeah,
team effort to get it down. You know, because I know your son was Reagan was taking care of it.
Yeah, he was taking care of it for.
And that's a lot of work for one person.
I don't know how he did it one, because I can't do it one. It's.
Any more questions?
There isn't any. Then I'll go ahead and make a motion to acknowledge the termination of Raise the Flag Agreement, dated March 13, 2006, between the City of Toppenish and the Toppenish Flag Committee. And the city will hereby assume ownership and maintenance responsibilities and cost of the flagpole and the Old Glory Plaza in Pioneer Park.
Great. We have a motion on the floor by Mayor Pro Tem Jimenez, seconded by Councilman Seha to approve resolution 2022-04, acknowledging the termination of the raising of the flag agreement for the city to assume ownership. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll move on to AB 2022-008, Fire Department Memorial Services Guidelines.
And Council, you do have a revised guidelines on your table than what's in the packet.
Thank you.
So how was it revised?
We have removed the section on page 3 that was about the use of the flag as a use of the truck as a hearse.
Oh yeah, I was wondering how they put that. Okay, good.
Well, what it was, that was, should have explained it better. It was the use of, we have it time to time, and George was there, we kind of like Clarence Wyatt or Carol Frank and whatever, we used the old Susie. We didn't use a regular fire engine, so we used the same car that you guys read in during the parade. It's the same height for a casket. But, so it wasn't lifting anybody over your head and shoving them up in a hose bit. It was,
I was wondering. What?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we took it. We took it out because insurance companies says it's kind of a liability thing, so we took it out. It's probably wise to do so. Before you is the services guidelines for memorial, and it was brought on by the incident late last year. The Schultes family brought this forward, and we had no guidelines to go by. We were only doing, at the time, it was my discretion, and it kind of put a lot of pressure on me, but we can't do it all the time. I mean, we could write a policy, you could say, we will do it for these people all the time. But the minute the wind blows, I can't do it because of the liability. Or if the ladder truck is out of service, I can't do it. Or if I don't have adequate personnel, I can't do it. And so it's not fair to put in a policy, but put in a guideline. I called around the other departments, Sunnyside, Grandview, Yakima, and they all said, don't put in the policy because you get stuck in that situation where you can't actually fly it because of those instances. And so this is the guideline, and I took it one step further. The guideline for the memorial services for police officers as well, because there was nothing in the policy or anything that I was in charge of as far as my discretion. You know, do we fly it for a police officer? Well, we have. We did it for Lieutenant Fred Morris. But I went one step further. We got important city employees that have been here for 25, 30 years, and if they were to be killed in the line of duty, for example, we should honor them in a way.
Yeah.
Just like we would elected officials or council members. You got your Al Hubert, your Judy Buchholder, stuff that 25, 30 years on the service, and so they need to be honored in some way. And so I took this and broke this up, kind of encompasses everything and for every type of service that we could ever be faced with. And this is the guideline, so I'm not going to ever catch everything.
And Tim, I want to stop you right there because I was the one that said we need a policy.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I said we need a policy was because I didn't appreciate what was being said about you picking and choosing. And so I thought if we had something, and this is just fine with me, the fact that you have a guideline, that's fine. I just wanted something so that people don't come back and say, oh, well, Tim doesn't like me because Tim doesn't like me. He wouldn't let me do it. But he let so-and-so do it.
Right.
That was the only reason why I said, well, we need to have a policy. But to me, a guideline, it's the same as a policy.
Well, I appreciate that.
Okay.
Because it hurt me deeply, too, as what was said, because it's not.
It's not true. I know.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And but anyway, this will give us a guideline. It also gets, it doesn't say if we can't do anything. This says it's up to the discretion of the city manager, myself, the police chief's involved in here on some of the police stuff, and actually council's involved here, the mayor. And so, like if we had a city employee that's been here for 30 years, got killed in the line of duty, though it doesn't warrant the use of the fire truck, the crossing the aerials, because that's strictly reserved for line of duty death of a firefighter or a police officer. But it would warrant the lowering of the big flag in the Pioneer Park for the day. And people would say, well, what's the flag at half-staff for? Well, we lost a dear city employee or a dear public official, and it's our way of honoring them. And so this is what I wrote up using lots of reference stuff. The fire department stuff, this is probably a 30-page thing on firefighters, but there's not a policy. Again, it's a guideline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Debbie found another one for me today on use of the flag and stuff and how to properly display it on the street. If you're using an aerial apparatus, you know, what side of the street it should be on. All that's in there, and it's in this policy as well, or in this guideline as well. So I'll answer any questions for you.
You answered my first one. That was the one I'm like, what? But you took care of that one.
Well, thank you. The weather is a big consideration. Wind, and George knows, I mean, it was, that thing will pop up there and snap like you're snapping a towel, and it can be heard across town. And if we can get the forecast and we know the wind's going to blow, we'll yank it down. And then we'll put it up and we look forward and see that within a few days with no wind, we'll fly it again. But boy, you could really get somebody hurt with that thing if you tried to take it down. And then anything over like a 10 mile per hour breeze, and it was just too dangerous.
Even working off the ladder truck, there's certain guidelines. If it's too windy out there, they don't recommend fighting a fire in the ship because of that safety issue, because of the threat moving around. So I can understand where he's coming from on that part, and then plus the weight of the flag. You know, these flags, like you said, they're not light. And it doesn't take much of a wind to get them to start wavering, snapping them.
To fly the flag for a firefighter, or down firefighter, fallen firefighter, or police officer, it takes two aerial trucks. And we only have one, and so we have to work in cooperation with either the city of Yakima, Science Side of Grandview, so we can cross them. Grandview came up and helped us with Lieutenant Morris. They came up and helped us with Carol Frank out of the cemetery. So it takes two departments to do it. And so when you call these departments and say, hey, do you have a policy? No, they don't have a policy. It's just chief discretion, whether he wants to do it or not. Well, sometimes that discretion isn't agreed by everybody else. When you use that decision you do is not agreed by everybody else. And so we went to Granger when they did their memorial for their 9/11 memorial. We grabbed you and us, crossed sticks, and displayed the flag. So this is just, hopefully it helps me out in the future. It helps the city out and gives us a guideline to follow.
Perfect. Any other questions? Okay. Thank you. Do we need a motion for this as well? To
need a motion.
That would be helpful for the record. Yes.
We probably should have had a resolution. How about if we bring a resolution back to the next? And could we put it on the consent agenda.
Sure.
Yes.
And then we'll have an actual resolution for council to vote on.
Yes.
Okay.
Great. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Any questions? Just give me a holler.
Great. We'll move on to item four. We had an executive session scheduled today to review the performance of the city manager, but he is out today. So I will propose to postpone the executive session to review city manager's performance at our next meeting so that he can be present. Our next study session is scheduled for March the 7th. Any discussion? I'll entertain a motion.
Well, just to say, I think that's a good idea, because I think the next one is when we're going to be interviewing candidates. Right?
Yes.
So that's going to be a long one, too.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, I would make a motion to go ahead and postpone it until our next study session in March.
March 7th? March 7th, okay.
March 7th.
Mm-hmm. Right, for 1 hour.
Mm-hmm. When are we going to interview candidates?
Shortly after that, I think.
The 14th. Okay. Our deadline is?
We haven't been told yet.
It's next week.
Next week?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We don't have any applicants at this time.
Oh, there you go.
Well, are you serious, Heidi?
Yes. Sorry, you still have a motion on the floor, but I'm just, addressing it.
Yes. So, we have a motion on the floor. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Great, so we have a motion on the floor by Mayor Pro Temp Jimenez, seconded by Councilman Seha to approve postponing the executive session to review the city manager performance for, to March the 7th for 1 hour. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Excellent. Did we have any other discussion or?
Do you want to talk about, we have no applicants?
Currently, yes. We have no applicants. Our deadline is Wednesday, February 9th at 5:00. Your interviews are scheduled for February 14th, uh-huh. which is that Monday. I can update you as we get closer. It's been on Facebook, it's been on our website, it's been published in the paper.
Do we need to put in for an extension now?
Well,
to extend the deadline?
Yeah, extend the deadline if no one...
Because it's Wednesday, right? It ends on Wednesday? So that's in 2 days?
Yes.
And we have no applicants?
No applicants at this time. It's not uncommon for people to submit the day of.
Yeah. Oh, okay, we're going to wait then.
And it's you're not going to benefit anything by taking action now because we've already put everything out in the paper for that deadline. So it would be best to wait till that deadline has expired, and then you could take action on the 14th on what you want to do next.
If no one applies.
You have 90 days.
Yeah.
Before
it goes to the county.
Yeah, so we've got
time. And then they have 90 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Anything else to come before us? No? Okay.
No.
I close our meeting tonight.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.